Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, all of you out there. Do you want to be rich? What does rich mean to you? The minute I said the word rich, did you think of money? Did you think of yourself as being rich in good health? Did you think of yourself as being rich in prosperity? Did you see yourself as rich being in the zone of living your life according to your gospel and no one else's? What does it mean to be rich? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. Ah, lucky you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but nationally and internationally. Imagine circling the world in your voice. Your voice will be heard in any country in the world. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? What is your passion? I don't know. What does it mean to be rich? I don't know. What does it mean to be prosperous? Does it mean having everything you need to live comfortably with no worries for the future and with the ability to enjoy what you have? You know what? The Europeans think that we Americans are insane because we're constantly comparing and competing. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, tell me, how rich are you? And do you feel as though you have more than you need? Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to 1980 just for tonight. My dear friend, Bev, my dear friend, had an acquaintance, Irving. And Irving was of the opinion that if you had tons of money, you didn't have to worry about your health. Money, 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 money. That's all he talked about. Nah, you get sick, you just have to have enough money to get you better. You lose your job, you just have to have enough money to get you through the challenges. Money, 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 money. Fast forward. Bev calls me one evening. It's 1 a.m. I get dressed. You have to drive me to the hospital. Irving's in the emergency room, whatever it was. He was quite ill. However, he was an alcoholic. I said, Bev, it's 1 a.m. She said, you have to. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You have to. So we get to the hospital, and on his floor, they had him strapped to a chair. They were cleaning his room. At 1 a.m. And his head was down, just rolling back and forth. Totally out of it, not coherent at all. I took his hand and I said, Irving, we're here for you. Bev and I are here. All is well. And then I wanted to go into my litany. Hey, yo. Aren't you the one that said that all you needed was money and you could live for time and all eternity? Well, look at you now. You see, all the money in the world, it did not bring him back. So, do you want to be rich? I'm going to ask you again. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how rich are you? And do you feel as though you have more than you need? More of what? Now, let's be specific. Because you're always comparing and competing. And just about the time you catch up with the Joneses, they refinance. So who are you competing with? Who are you comparing yourself to? I love the philosophy of the science of mind. You want to change your life? You have to change your thinking, not all at once. You're going to take little baby steps. So, how rich are you in your life? In relationships, in your marriage, with your children, with your job, with God, the universe? How rich are you? The life of your dreams. Everything you would love to be, do, and have has always been closer to you than you knew. Because the power to everything you want is inside you. This is from The Secret Scroll, Rhonda Byrne. I want to read that again. The life of your dreams. Everything you would love to be, do, and have has always been closer to you than you knew. Because the power to everything you want is inside you. From The Secret Scroll, Rhonda Byrne. And you want to know what the first thing is that you have to do? Go get your pen and pad out. And while you're there, get your mirror and look in the mirror and say hello to the creator of your life. Got that? Look in the mirror, eyeball yourself. And say, today is June 29th, 2016. 12:37 p.m. Central Time. I now lay down the sword. I lay down the torch. I get out of my own bloated way and let my higher power, God, the universe, whoever it is, take over. You know, we're creatures of habit. You don't even know it, do you? Okay, how many negative thoughts did you have today? When you woke up this morning, did you say, oh, good morning, God? Or was it, good God, it's morning? You are the creator of your life. You can't blame anyone. Why? If you didn't create it, what are you doing in it? And we're also impatient, and you want to know why? I have a passion about this because I just described myself many years ago until I found science of mind, the power of the mind, the power of the mind, metaphysical. Sidebar, I just have to tell you this. The mental causes for physical illness and the metaphysical way to overcome them. Get the book by Louise Hay, Heal Your Body. She's a best-selling New York Times author of You Can Heal Your Life. So you want to be rich. But wait a minute, rich at one dimension. In what zone do you want to be rich? Will money buy happiness? Will money buy back your health? Will money give you access to all of your dreams? I don't think so. But if you're in the mode of comparing and competing, your dreams won't come true. They just simply, what you're thinking of will come true. what you're absolutely thinking of right now will come true. Because the minute you have that thought, you put it out in the universe. And the universe cannot discern. The universe cannot say, oh, Kathy didn't mean this. This is what she means. No, they grab it and run with it. So I challenge you for 24 hours. I want you to write down every thought, good, bad, or indifferent. I want you to write down every thought that you have. And you'll see how negative, how toxic your thinking is. Edith Nam came out with a wonderful book. Oh, let me tell you about her right now, because it changed to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline and your life. You'd get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. You hold it in your hand. It's yours. Right now, whatever life you're having, it's yours. You created it. You know, change is constant. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Yeah, I'm going through that phase right now. Sadness. Almost surreal that it's not happening. And then I blink and say, wait a minute, it is happening. Now, Kathy, you have a choice. Are you going to hang on to the past? Are you going to hang on to the life that you had that will no longer be? Or can you embrace it and feel the richness, the splendor of that life? It'll never go away. You just have to push it over a little bit to the side. Lay the sword down, the control sword, the control torch. And release your mind to a vacation and let God, the universe, step in and guide you. I don't know who your higher power is. That's for you to decide. But darlings, it's your life. There's a space for you to fill. If you don't fill it, who will? Who will? Let go. Let go. Just relax. I have a saying that I have posted on my bulletin board in my studio room. And it is, good morning, this is God. Whoever your higher power is. I will be handling all of your problems today. I will not need your help. So relax and have a great day. It's the universal message to us to let go and let the goodness flow, the riches come into our life that we're created. But we won't know it until you write down all your thoughts today for 24 hours. Remember, darling, the dreams you choose can come true. Remember, what you expect to happen happens. What are you thinking? Or are you into chicken chatter? Oh, well, this is what I really want, Kathy, but get rid of the buts. You have been chosen to live a life of grandeur. It's your choice. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. I discover what the world has to say. You're not in this alone. My email address is kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. Oh, darlings, you could write to me. I love to get love letters. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on, simplyageless.net. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons and be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Oh, rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. My glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death my day should expiate. For all that beauty that doth cover thee is but the seemly raiment of my heart, which in thy breast doth live as thine and me. How can I then be elder than thou art? Sonnets 18 and 22. Can you surrender? Can you surrender your life right now and live in the now? Roger and I love performing. We feel so rich and fulfillment when we're on the stage. You see, rich to me just doesn't mean money. You know, that pays the bills, whatever. But richness in who I am, what I am, where am I going, and what do I have to contribute to the world? Scroll down to books. Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth. See, could it serve a splitting chicken? Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. No costly operations. Just learn my methods. 7 decades. Hey, you want to reinvent the wheel? Be my guest. Once you've learned my techniques and methods, they're yours for life. And what fun to enjoy your life like it's golden. The book is available as an ebook and soft copy. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Everyday people, not Hollywood. This is you, me, Susie, Jamie, you name it. Available at the library at Schaumburg. They have the book, Schaumburg, Illinois. Let me give you their telephone number. 847-985-4000. And ask that you want to take out a copy of Choices. 14 of us bared our soul so that you could enjoy not only a golden life, but rich in all of the passages of life. Scroll down. The Heart of the Lion with Tom Puttrick. Oh, Thomas of Pure Intent, what a good time we had writing that book. I wrote a journal filled with rich stories and emotion of what I felt traversing the Masai Mara and the Serengeti. It's available at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. Now it's part fiction and nonfiction. The fourth book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, David Ricklin, R-I-K-L-I-N, Self-Growth and Amazon.com. I'm the third chapter. Don't you want to be in a book? Now, just imagine, before I go on to that, segue into being self-published or a book, imagine 115 of us bared our soul to share with you the abyss that we went through to stand on the top of the mountain with our dream in our hand. You're listening to Live with Kathy. If I could do it, why can't you? I surpassed myself. In 2014, I'm an octogenarian. I climbed 50 flights in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. Log on to simplyageless.net, kathywatsonspeaks.com. I've learned to live in the now. Does it mean that I never go backward? Of course I do. But I don't linger. I don't pitch a tent. I learn from it in the sorrow, the sadness, and I just go forward, knowing that when I surrender to the miracle of all things, I surrender my fear and surrender to love every moment, every breath. We have to surrender the entire situation. We have to release it to the working of the intelligence, the universe, with the conviction that our higher power will use us as a perfect channel. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I want to acknowledge my sponsors. They're really my partners. Can't you just feel the energy in today's show? The brotherhood and the sisterhood. Ironworkers and Impact. Titanic, shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Look out your window. Look at the road. Look at the bridge. Look at the building. None of that would be standing if it weren't for ironworkers and Impact. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the International Trade of Ironworkers, the Dom Perignon. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Log on heparks.org. Pick up the mirror and say hello to the person that is creating your world that could be rich and fulfilling when you're thinking and being in the now. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA. You have a little question? You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Looks Do Matter. And the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. Get the book, e-book, and soft copy. You know how to get in touch with me. And, of course, Edith Mann. Ma'am, change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. Do you want to be the CEO of your own company? Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing? There is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And when you're the CEO of your own company, it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in you. I have the formula. You know how to get in touch with me. So, you want to be rich. Can you think in the now? Are you free from worry? Or do you spend all of your time? How can you move forward if you're always looking backward? Are you a money magnet? Do you show gratitude? I don't care where you are right now. Are you grateful that you got up this morning and you have 1,440 minutes to make a difference in not only your life, but in someone else's? What about your posture? Do you carry yourself like a millionaire in your thinking, in your desires, in your achievements? I'm not advocating anything that's negative to develop a prosperity mindset. This is what I want you to do. Write this down. Step one, tell yourself every single day that you deserve the best in life. And let's see how much chicken chatter comes up. Can you meditate? Clear your mind, free it, and see the life that you want on your mental screen? Do you love yourself? Can you treat yourself with care and the consideration you deserve? It's all about you. Can you see yourself? Now, when it comes to affluency, is it money? Is it career? You have to decide. You have to decide what it is. What it is. And then remember I told you, 24 hours. Write down everything, negative or positive. What do you like or dislike in your life? But don't give them power by focusing on them. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of things. What you focus on is up to you. That's why our imagination is so essential. I want you to focus on what you wish for. Be confident that you can attain what you want in the future and break the worry habit. Worry, worry, worry. You know, worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. It's the same as a bad habit, like smoking or overeating. Unfortunately, worry is usually learned from parents, teachers, and friends who may see life as a struggle and who have a hard time. Once you break the worry habit, you'll have much more energy to enjoy the abundance that's theirs. All you have to do is reach out and ask. Don't you see? Worry takes effort. It's more strenuous than exercise. It's not a natural state of being. It's an act of pushing prosperity away from you. The minute you stop trying to stem the tide of abundance through worry, abundance will start to pour into your life. Oh, I'm so sorry. I cannot take any calls. But do email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and I shall be delighted to answer any of your queries. Can you think right now? Don't you think you're worth it? Don't listen. Don't your life according to the gospel of others. Think in the now. Until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.